Ah, yes, it is Thursday morning. Now it is only three sleeps to the NRL Grand Final. Time to shine on this Thursday. It's Vossie with James Magnusson, the missile. As you know, when the missile comes in, he's got his trailer, so he always just comes in right at the last moment. He'll be up with us in just a moment. We are broadcasting right across the SEN network. Great to have your company through 1170 AM here in Sydney. We are broadcasting through Canberra. We are there in Canberra on 1323 AM. We're at 801 AM Central Coast, 1575 AM Illawarra, 90.3 FM in Griffith, and wherever you're listening on the SEN app. We really look forward to hearing from you this morning. If indeed it is around the country or anywhere around the world, buy into the grand final conversation and other topics. Hello also to those listening belatedly via the podcast. Don't forget, if you can't tune in live, you can listen via our podcasts. You just search for Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy on your favourite podcast platform and click subscribe so you never miss a thing. You might want to go back and listen to some of the interviews we've had the last few days, the likes of Clint Gutherson, who came on the program 6:30 yesterday morning. How good was that? Mitchell Moses has been on the program. Dylan Edwards. It was great fun catching up with the Fox yesterday, who was one of the star attractions at the FanFest at Martin Place. If you've been out there or if you went yesterday, love to hear from you today. If you went out with the kids, what you saw, what you're doing, and how you're going to spend your grand final day. And we're going to find out right now what James Magnusson has been up to in grand final week. And how pumped he is. Parramatta v Penrith. Good morning, Missile.
Good morning, Vossie. Yeah, grand final week is a great time of the year. I just found out yesterday that I'm going to be out there on the day with SEN. So
nice.
I am extra pumped this morning.
Well, you've heard it. You picked up in the SEN Awards. You picked up Best Newcomer. So, rookie.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's the first I've heard of it. What's the cash prize for that one?
Cash prize, you're right. There's no cash prize, but you've got to be happy. You're part of it there. Straight away, everyone's locking in tips, and we haven't had an opportunity to lock in with you. So let's go for winner, margin, Clive Churchill medal, and first try scorer. What is it going to be?
Okay, so we'll go winner, Penrith, margin, 8, Clive Churchill, Dylan Edwards. First try scorer, Isaac Tungo.
All right, we're going down that left centre corridor, as was the case last year. It was Matt Burton left centre getting the first try. Now you're saying the man who took his spot. Well, let's get into the big story of last night. And Nicho Hynes from the Sharks winning the Dally M medal. Highest ever tally, 38 points, 5 clear of James Tedesco, 6 clear of Ben Hunt, becoming the first Sharks player to win the award since Preston Campbell back in 2001. Racine McGregor winning the Dally M Female of the Year award. Look, Nicho Hynes, in your mind, best player in the competition this year, James? It's always going to cause some controversy. Oh,
yeah, look, I'd have him top five. He's not my number one best player of the year. But given that we don't take finals into consideration and that run that the Sharks had in the back part of the year, I can see how he won it, and I definitely think he deserves it.
I will say this about Nicho Hynes. I don't know whether the game's ever presented a more impressive young man the award. And Matty Johns backs this up. He doesn't know whether he's met a more grounded person in all his time, and he's been through a lot. There is a backstory to Nicho Hynes and coming through the other side and what he's achieved. I tell you what, as he got the award last night, I thought, what's Craig Bellamy thinking? Look, I know they had I know they had Pappenhausen and they have Munster and Jerome Hughes, but they let go the Dally M medal winner. Did you have to find a spot for him? Did you have to do something to keep him in your ranks somehow? And I don't know how. I don't have the answer to that.
It's an interesting one, isn't it? It may be one of the first times that I can remember it happening that a player leaves a club and gets Dally M first year at a new club. It's a very impressive season from Nicho. Some eyes up football I saw from some of the boys last night. This was off the field stuff. Nicho turns up without a partner on his arm. So same as Harry Grant, same as Ryan Pappenhausen. So those boys talk about the property market. That is some hot property now. Nicho Hynes, Dally M medal winner, has just been seen publicly without a partner. So does he double up now? Does he win the Clio Bachelor of the Year?
Wow.
As well as the Dally M.
And they still have that? Clio Bachelor of the Year?
I'm not sure. A lot of those magazines disappeared, didn't they, with the online space? But if it did exist, I'm not sure. I'll have to look that up in our break. But I think he's also picked up the Clio Bachelor of the Year, or the most eligible bachelor, certainly in Sydney.
I suppose we throw out the usual question post-awards night. Did they get it right? You can have your say this morning, 1300 01 11 70, the McDonald Jones open line. You can text 0457 736 736. We will read out the team of the year, James. And you can say yep or no. Fullback, James Tedesco, fullback of the year.
Yes.
Wingers, controversial for mine, Alex Johnston and Joseph Suaalii.
Yep, I'll go with it. Yep.
Yeah. I don't see how Joseph Suaalii got ahead of Daniel Tupou, to be honest. He's Roosters' teammate. I think on all numbers, tries, everything, I think Daniel Tupou, and representative, honestly, I think Daniel Tupou would have been ahead of Suaalii, but I'm not about to get knickers in a knot about that. Centres of the year, Valentine Holmes and Joseph Manu.
Yep, I'll take it. Yep.
That's a yep, yep. 5-8 of the year, Cameron Munster.
Yes.
Halfback becomes Nicho Hynes, winning the award.
Yeah, it's got to be, doesn't it? Yep.
And then we go into the forwards. Isaiah Yeo got lock of the year and captain of the team of the year.
Yeah, it's probably a 50-50 for mine between him and Murray, but I'm happy to go with that.
Second row was Viliami Kikau and the rookie of the year, Jeremiah Nanai.
Yep, love it.
And in the front row is Joseph Tarpany and Payne Haas up there in the front row.
I don't know about Haas, just the way the Broncos season panned out. Tarpany, love that. Campbell Gillard, probably hard done by.
Good call. Yeah. Good call. And hooker of the year went to Appy Korosau. Got the hooker of the year. I could have gone really strong vote for Reece Robson.
Yeah, that's probably the most hotly contested position, isn't it? I mean, Harry Grant had another good season. Reece Robson was awesome. Even Reid Marnie, this back half of the year has been really good. If you take into consideration the final series, the makeup of that whole team, the Dally M, everything changes completely. It's a really interesting thing in rugby league, right? Because we essentially place zero importance on rounds 1 to 25, highlighted by the fact that we say, here's $100,000 if you're the best team across 25 rounds. And then we say, but our awards are based on that 25 rounds, which we essentially poo-poo with the prize money at the end of the year.
Yeah. Well, so Coach of the Year, Todd Payton.
Love that.
At this point is a great thing, but I still believe with Coach of the Year, it can be announced after the grand final because... I just think we need to take in the whole season. The coach's job is the entire season. Player of the year, I'm happy to say, all right, we just go regular season rounds. But the coach of the year, I just think, what Ivan Cleary potentially achieves this week is fantastic. It's three straight grand finals. It could be back-to-back titles. I think you're entitled to have a closer look at that. And
Where did they finish? 6 points clear? At the top of the ladder.
Clear minor premiers.
Yeah. It's what more can Cleary do to win that award, really?
Mm. Yeah. Well, anyway, you have your say on that. I tell you who was an excited winner last night. Again, I bring Maddie Johns into the equation. But the women's rookie of the year from the NRLW, Southwell from Newcastle, 17 years of age. Now, Maddie was high in praise the other day to the point where he said... if you could get someone to do the tackling, she could probably play in the halves for the NRL side. She is such a talent, just a natural talent, beautiful passer of the ball. So Jessie Southwell is making waves, 17 years of age, and is the Dally M Female Rookie of the Year. So get to know that name. Now, here we go. Drama, Dragons drama, Ben Hunt, low ball, rejection. Latest contract offer, James. If you're a Dragons fan, would you be getting nervous? Is it going to just pan out? Are you feeling it's inevitable he'll re-sign? But this is a second crack at him, and they've left the door open. Ben Hunt's about to go off on the World Cup. The team flies out next Thursday. This time next week, they fly out. Ben Hunt's likely to hop on that plane with no contract, gets talking to some other players. All right, yeah. Uncle Wayne comes in with a massive offer over the top from the Dolphins. Who knows? Contract extension.
Yeah.
I don't know. Are they playing a dangerous game, the Dragons?
I think they are. With the low ball, I think they can afford to pay Ben Hunt unders on this contract, given they probably paid overs for him on the last contract. And I think he'd be able to acknowledge that, particularly the first couple of years of that contract. I don't think he lived up to the figure he was being paid. This last year, no doubt, he's been an excellent player. But I think they should have the ability to sign him for slight unders. What that is, I'd say probably 800 to 900 would be a realistic figure for him. I don't know what they've offered him, but I think it's inevitable that he will re-sign with the Dragons.
We have to stress, he is under contract next year. Okay, so he's on a deal next year worth more than $1 million. And the Dragons, I guess, are saying, well, okay, so what's he worth in 2024
yeah.
and 2025? So you've got to keep that in mind. But still, playmakers, so important, obviously the most important. And you have a new team coming into the competition, not quite sure who's all got the cash. I just don't know. I'd be very careful.
Where did the Dragons finish? They were ninth, right?
Yeah.
Take Ben Hunt out of that side, where do you think they finish? 13th, 14th?
Lower.
Yeah. So he is a vital part of that team. So I certainly wouldn't be playing around with it too much. The problem being certainly is the age, right? I think he was 33 this year, so he'd be 34 next year by the time he re-signs.
Yeah, that's right. So then we're talking 35, 36.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think our playmakers are going to get older. If they're injury-free, I think they're going to be in the game for longer simply because the good ones are so hard to come by. Like Daly Cherry-Evans is going to keep playing for another 3-4 years the way he's going. No serious knee reconstructions, that sort of thing. So I think there's a longevity more so than ever with our playmakers. Now, just some other sporting news. We're back on track tonight. The Women's World Cup basketball quarterfinals right in the camp of the Opals. Australia playing Belgium. That's an 8:30 start. You can catch all the action midday today. USA against Serbia. USA, the hottest of favourites. China v France, and also Puerto Rico versus Canada are the matches there. A little bit of cricket news from overseas. England and Pakistan. Pakistan taking a 3-2 lead in the T20 series. This is all building up to the World Cup, of course. Pakistan starting to, could be a hope for the World Cup. There's great news for netball today with Gina Rinehart coming on board and throwing Netball Australia a multi-million dollar financial boost. The reports are netball had lost about $7.2 million over the past couple of years. So it helps to have the backing of Gina Rinehart. But I do throw this one at you, James. Are you a chess player? Are you a chess fan? Have any time in your life you played chess?
Have you got a bit of an inside knowledge here? Someone's tipped you off?
No, I didn't know you were a grandmaster, James. Are you?
I'm an avid chess player, Vossi. At least 4 or 5 games a day. I'm out of town. Yeah, I play online. And I've got a world ranking online that I try and increase.
Hang on a sec. Yeah. Are you serious?
It's like.
Are you serious, Brandy? Are you there, Brandy? Did you hear what James
said about? Are you being serious?
Yes, thanks, Brandy.
Yeah, I'm basically obsessed with chess.
What's your world ranking then?
Well, I got up into the... So when you start out on chess.com, you get a score, and then as you beat people above you, your ranking goes up. So I started off about 20 million people on chess because it's a worldwide game. I'm into the top 750,000 now.
That will do me.
And
that's good.
And climbing. So to keep that ranking, you've got to play at least sort of 3-4 games a day. I keep up with
this
it.
This is truly incredible. Well, there you go. Now, I'm going to ask, are there other chess players out there? And then I'm going to ask you the big question, because it can't avoid drama at the moment. There's cheating controversies in the world. The grandmaster's
some great controversies.
Then overnight, from the women's Grand Prix, I'm not quite sure what country it's being played in, but they've had this bloke, Ilya Smirin, a grandmaster, Israeli grandmaster, mind you, in commentary. And he's using comments like, she's playing like a man. It's probably a man's game. Sexist comments. He's been sacked. So do women have a place in chess? Are women, this is a grandmaster who's invited to commentate on a women's thing. And then he said, she's a woman grandmaster or what? Why she wants to be like men's grandmaster in this case? It's just old school sexism. It was quite incredible. You read all the quotes from him. But he did say probably that it's probably not a game for women.
That's stupid,
isn't
it?
Do you see it? It's unbelievable.
Oh, it's a game for everyone. I also watch quite a few chess videos online, and some of my favourite ones are the female players. They go to, you know, when you see in New York in the parks, they've got the chessboard set up, and there's these younger, attractive grandmaster female players, and they'll go and hustle these old blokes in the New York parks. They'll go in and sit down and say, "Oh, I've never played before. Can I play you?" For money, and these blokes will go, put your money where your mouth is, and they'll hustle them and beat them. I love it.
Nice. Like that. Yeah. Might try that down at Breyers, down at Burrito there. Might give that a bit of a crack on there. Try to hustle. So we're calling all chess players. Love to talk chess on the program this morning. Has chess never had more drama than this? Headlines all across the world, and male versus female. It's saying that this bloke, this grandmaster, this Israeli said, "Perhaps chess is not a game for women," he said. Well, that's not his accent. I don't know why I put that accent on. Anyway, you have your say on chess. Do you play chess? Do you like James? Do you play online? Do you cheat? All those things. You can make your confessions here today. 1-300-01-1170. Text 0457-736-736. But the Dallyham's the biggest talking point of the morning. Come on, agree or disagree. Wax lyrical about the winners, or commiserate with those who missed out. Do it right here. Let's ramp it up. Thursday morning, it's another big one in the countdown to the grand final, the NRL. Sunday, it's 20 after 6. It is Vossie and the Missile, James Magnusson. If you want to engage in some grand final build-up conversation, talk a little bit of chess this morning with a budding grandmaster. And James Magnusson, can I just say off the top, I had no idea about James's obsession with chess, and now I'm just blown away. I'm very impressed that I'm surprised he's not playing right now. He's just quite incredible. Four games a day. He's an addict. Incredible stuff.
I am.
James, how about we rip into some text before we have the joke of the day? Let's fire away. 0457-736-736, the text line.
Yeah, first one here from Tim. Love this one, Tim. Good morning, guys. Just a fun fact. This year's Eels side are the first grand finalists to not have a player in the Dally M Team of the Year since the 2015 Broncos, albeit Wayne Bennett was Coach of the Year that year. Last time a grand final team didn't have any players in the Team of the Year or the coach was the 2011 Warriors. Great fact there from Tim.
Right, yeah, Parramatta is. I'm just having a look. That's a statement. You were right in saying Regan Campbell-Gillard. You could certainly push his claims ahead of Payne Haas.
I'd say Papali'i, maybe. Yeah.
Sean Lane's probably come good late.
Yeah, but he wasn't across the whole season. Mm. Dylan Brown, maybe. A shot at 5'8".
Cameron Munster.
Yep.
Contender.
That's probably the furthest I could go. Maybe a Mike Acevo over a Suoliti. It's probably a stretch, though.
Micah. Nah, I wouldn't have Micah.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Yeah. So, Blake's contenders. But
it probably shows
the
Eels are just, they're a well-balanced team, aren't they, without any standout superstars.
Next text, this one. Morning, boys. Greg from Gundagai. Good to hear from you, Greg. Firstly, big congratulations to Nico Hines winning the Dally M medal quite comfortably. I had a fair bit to do with him when he was playing lower grades for Manly, and I'm not surprised at his success at halfback as he played there in the juniors. Good work, Nico. This text, Todd Payton wins Dally M award for longest speech. It was a long speech, wasn't it? It was very impressive, Todd Payton.
Yeah.
He's a very impressive individual. And no matter having a crack at the referees on stage, I think he could have left that to one side, if that was his little jibe or humour. I think he was serious. I don't think it was a joke. He was talking about next year saying they can improve, provided refs calls and things like that.
He scrubs up all right too, Todd Payton. I was impressed. Yeah. I might do a little piece a little bit later on, Vossie, of the best and worst dressed from the Dally M. So I'll give a little bit of fashion insight from me sitting at home on the couch.
Yeah, well, I'm not capable of doing it fashion-wise. and that's fine if that's what you're thinking. You know, I'm 100% fine. I can't make any judgment of what they're wearing and
That was just my little input. This one from The Pearl says, Morning V&M. Nico Hines was a deserved winner of the Dally M, but seeing Ben Hunt only poll 7 votes in the last 13 rounds, including one in the last round when he beat the Broncos by himself, proves to me the voting system is seriously flawed.
Yeah, we had Ben Hunt as getting 3 points last round.
Question for you.
100%, 3 points.
Who votes on the Dally M's?
Oh, look, There's former players. They've got a big panel. Yeah, the game by game, there's the 3-2-1.
Because you know in the AFL, it's voted by the referees.
The umpires. Yeah, umpires. Well, that used to be the case in rugby league. The Rothmans medal was best and fairest referees 3-2-1.
But would you prefer that, or do you like the system now?
No. Yeah, well, I don't. They're going to ref out the field. No, well, how can they?
It's fair.
Can I speak from personal experience? Yeah. I wouldn't want to be giving 3-2-1 calling the game because I'm so into the game that I'm not watching it through the same lens as a co-commentator. So I wouldn't be asking the play-by-play commentator. I think it's a tough job. So how would you do it with a referee? I think we need a joke of the day just before the news. James, what have you got? James Magnusson in judgment. There's a bit of pressure on you. Come up with something.
You've been worried about the health risks. I don't normally dabble in drugs, but I figure I might give anaesthetic a try. Like, it can't hurt.
Wow. Good areas, Jay.
Yeah, that's top five I've ever heard from Jay. I like that one.
Nice. Back with plenty more in just a moment. Breakfast with Vossie and the Missile.